Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
63 people are dead on our roads so far this year, and on Wednesday of this week, the chair of the Road Safety Authority, Liz O'Donnell, joined us to talk about what she called this rising toll of deaths on our roads. Last week, she briefed Taoiseach Simon Harris that the big deficit is enforcement and made an urgent plea for more Gardaí and for more speed cameras. Now, Liz O'Donnell told us that RSA research showed people's behaviour was unlikely to change because drivers aren't fearful of being caught speeding or using their mobile phones.
We need visible Gardaí at the roadside, random checks. We need people to feel that there are Gardaí at every junction and, you know, as many as possible. You see, we've reduced Garda numbers for roads placing by 40% since 2009. That's just not acceptable. It's only 4.5% of the overall Garda force is dedicated to roads policing, and they're moving all the time. We need more people. We have not been given a guarantee that of a percentage of the new recruits will be dedicated to roads policing.
And that's what you're asking Simon Harris to take action on.
Yeah, and I really hope that he will. He has given a commitment publicly that he is interested in road safety. He's willing to actually make a difference and make these changes. I believe if these changes were introduced this year, it would be transformative.
So you're asking him to put pressure on Helen McEntee to put pressure on the Garda Commissioner?
Yes, it's an all-of-government strategy. The Road Safety Authority is the lead agency, but we don't have the budget to roll out these cameras. You know, we don't have the authority to order the Garda Commissioner to actually deploy more people to roads policing. That has to be a government decision.
Well, that was Wednesday, and then late yesterday evening, the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, confirmed that he has directed all uniformed Gardaí will conduct 30 minutes of high-visibility roads policing in every shift. So is that the solution to the crisis on our roads? In a moment, we'll hear from Pather Tobin, leader of AIM2 and TD for Meath West, and Nasa Harrigan, who's Green Party TD for Dublin Central. First, though, I'm joined on the line by Pat Leahy, former Assistant Garda Commissioner for Dublin, and also David Staunton, barrister specialising in road traffic legislation. Pat, to you first. That strategy announced late yesterday evening by the Garda Commissioner, will that be effective, do you think, 30 minutes out of every shift?
Well, we have to assume that there's a strategy in place, Claire, that it's just not a direction to the guards, and that is an integrated strategy from national, regional, divisional and district level, and that it has been communicated to the guards that are going to be conducting these checkpoints. And we have to assume that there's a strategic aim and priorities with that. And again, we're assuming that this is a laser focus on the outcome of saving lives and reducing harm. So if we can assume that, then the guards will get on with it and they'll do it, and everybody will welcome the high visibility that could, you know, accrue as a consequence of that. But this is going to be a matter of inputs versus outcomes. And I think whatever strategy has been developed for this, they have to embrace the concept of failing fast. And what I mean by that, Claire, is if the outcomes are not being achieved, or if one strategic outcome is not being achieved, then they need to have to change the inputs. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we haven't been good at this in the past. We tend to let things die by natural progression. But this is too important. This is about saving lives, and we have to have a laser focus on the outcome here. And whatever strategy is in place, it has to be guided by the data that exists at the moment, so that they're having their checkpoints in the right locations, that there's no unintended consequences on the free movement of traffic in our cities, and including public transport in that. Or that one district is not having a negative impact on the next district. So there has to be a plan in place for this.
Yeah, and I'd say anyone who knows how moving people works, and we're thinking about Garda management here, you have your group of Gardaí coming in on the shift, and your direction now is that 30 minutes must be spent on roads policing. But like, how long is it going to take to get out there, set up a checkpoint, run the checkpoint, get back in, file anything that you might have found during that checkpoint? Like, it's never going to be just 30 minutes. And how feasible is it to take that chunk out of a Garda's day?
Well, look, that's what you describe is exactly true. It's not a matter of the 30 minutes. You have to prepare for this. You have to go out, you find the right location, you set up, you do your business. And if it's busy and you're actually making a difference, then you may stay longer than a half an hour. I would suggest they probably will. But again, our focus is, are we looking at this and saying, OK, we're going to prosecute for all the lifesaver offences and we're going to use that as a stick to achieve our outcome? And if that is the case, then we may need to communicate that to the public and say, look, we're paring back on our discretion here, and that prosecutions will absolutely be pursued for all of these offences. So communicate with the public, instruct your guards clearly and tell them exactly what you want from them on these checkpoints, and then have a laser focus on the outcome. If we're not achieving the outcome, say over 3 months, 4 months maximum, then fail fast. Mm-hmm. Stop what we're doing and change
and
it.
Change
not
the strategy.
Having the effect.
All right,
absolutely clear.
Stay with us, Pat, because I have David Staunton as well, who's a barrister, as I said, specialising in road traffic legislation. What do you think of this idea? More than an idea, this was a direction issued by the Garda Commissioner last night. 30 minutes, every uniformed Garda will be on the roads policing traffic and motorists for 30 minutes in every shift. Do you think it's going to work?
Hey, good morning, Claire. I think obviously it is welcome to hear that there is going to be greater visibility. That, I think, is there's a direct correlation between driver behaviour and the visibility of Gardaí. I suppose one would have to ask, will this ultimately be effective in the long term? And I hear what Pat is saying. There's certain logic to what he's saying about whether or not this will ultimately work. But the one thing that I would say is that, as Liz O'Donnell has said earlier, and I'm listening to the clip as well, a dedicated road policing enforcement is what is required, because simply putting Gardaí on the street is one thing. That may well have an impact in driver behaviour, but we have to think logically as to where this will end up. Drivers only change their behaviour when they think they're going to get caught and they're going to be punished. And that involves a whole suite of measures, from both detection and then an investigation and then prosecution in court. And what I think people who are experienced in dealing with cases, when they come to court, will often tell you that cases fail for a variety of very straightforward reasons, because of two probably primary things. One is the Gardaí are not experienced enough in dealing with sometimes very technical offences, and the legislation as it's currently comprised is not fit for its purpose. Mm-hmm. And that is because it's too complex.
They're
the two things that I would say.
Can I ask you about one of the things that Pat said? Like, if you're going out there, you need to send out the message that we will prosecute, and that Gardaí exactly. may need to pare back on their discretion. Does that concern you?
Well, the Gardaí obviously have a certain degree of discretion in any given circumstance. But what I think would have to be considered in all of those scenarios is, if an offence is committed, that there is strict enforcement. Because if there is any lag or any indication that there may be a waving on in any given scenario, it just brings the law into disrepute. And we all would like discretion to be available to Gardaí. We would all like discretion in any given circumstance if we were the subject of it to be given to us. But I think, unfortunately, discretion is something that, given the current state of play and the fact that there's a very much increase in concern mm-hmm. about road, that just simply has to be put aside for the moment.
But anyway. are you raising a flag around the concern that some Gardaí may not be equipped to prosecute road traffic offences if they don't have the experience and training?
I think, Claire, that I think is a pretty well established fact, and the reason for that is that there is a cohort of Gardaí who are in roads policing who are experienced and extremely competent about not only detecting, investigating, but also then enforcing the law when it comes to prosecuting offences in court. Mm-hmm. And there is night and day between Gardaí who may be inexperienced, although they may have detected the same offence, they may have detected the same person doing the same thing, but the outcomes are often very different.
Pat, a quick word to you on that. Is that a concern, a credible concern, that not all Gardaí might have enough experience and training to go out there and do this job?
They'll certainly be able to do the job, Claire. But David is right in terms of your capacity to prosecute in court, because the guards often prosecute their own cases in this regard. And some guards are just more experienced, and the roads policing guards in particular have more experience at this. And David is also right in saying the response to this is you have to build up your roads policing unit. You have to rebuild it, actually, because it was up to the required standard. But that's a medium to long term solution. And what we're looking at now is a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm only looking at the quick fix at the moment. I absolutely agree that the roads policing unit have to be enhanced significantly. And visibility out there and people that are trained in this area and have the capacity to deliver in court as well is an absolute requirement now.
All
and
right.
We can see what has happened since that has been eroded.
Well, let's get some political reaction now. Pather Tobin, leader of AIMTHU, is with us, and TD for Meath West. Pather, this is a quick fix, but will it work?
Well, I think this is extremely frustrating, to be honest. I think it looks really, really bad. It's a sticking plaster for what is a horrendous wound currently in Irish society. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's literally taking Gardaí, who are, you know, absolutely flat out in other areas, to be put onto this particular shift. You know, I know Garda stations where there would be hundreds of phone calls in a call answering machine at any one time, unable to be answered because simply Gardaí are not there to answer them. I know Gardaí who are dealing with dozens and dozens of cases all at once. I also know members of the Gardaí who've done interviews for road policing jobs back in December 2022, but still have not been assigned because their stations won't let them go because they're so busy. So it is just really unbelievable that we have this situation now, that we're just trying to rob Peter to pay Paul. And back in 2014, there was 1,046 Gardaí on this particular duty. Now there's about 640. And what that's led to is behaviour to change. Most people I talk to say that there's no chance you're going to meet a guard at checkpoints. We see in the research that stigma is falling away from drink driving. So, you know, to solve this, it's very simple. What we need is proper pay, terms and conditions, and welfare protection for Gardaí. Then young people, young men and women, will join the force, and then the government will be able to achieve the necessary numbers here.
Okay, but Pat Lee, he says, and he agrees with you, that, you know, roads policing, the unit needs to be rebuilt. I think everybody agrees that that needs to happen. But as an interim solution, is it not a good idea for the Garda, the commissioner, to come out very clearly last night and say, you are going to see more guards on the roads?
Well, first of all, it will be great to see more Gardaí on the road, but there's a serious practicality element. You mentioned it earlier. 30 minutes, 10 miles away from the station could take a half morning to actually achieve. Also, there are brand new Gardaí who are currently doing core duties in stations, and putting those Gardaí out onto the roads dealing with drink drivers is significant, and not just in terms of going to court, but drink drivers sometimes flee the case. They sometimes drive up the wrong side of the road. These are life and death situations that we're putting very young Gardaí with no experience into the mix in relation to this. And, you know, enforcement doesn't happen on the roadside. It happens in the courts as well. And the parliamentary questions that we in AIMTHU are getting back shows that there has been a massive fall, 27% fall in the number of fixed traffic notices for speeding in the last while. In terms of what's, you know, disqualified drivers, this is stunning, to be honest. You know, a report said that there were 32,700 drivers disqualified between 2021 and 2023, and the vast majority of those never even handed in their license afterwards, as the law dictated.
Okay.
And a third of those, Claire, didn't even have a licence when they were disqualified.
NASA Harrigan is with us as well, Pather. I just want to bring NASA in on this, Green Party TD for Dublin Central. Do you welcome this, NASA?
Well, I suppose I welcome an indication that from Commissioner Harris that making streets safer and having more visible policing on the streets will be taking place. I don't think any community would say no to that. Almost all communities in my area want to see Gardaí on the streets. However, I don't think that this is the answer to the increasing road deaths that we're seeing for two reasons. One is, and I completely agree with David Tobin, we need more Gardaí. I think most communities want to see them tackling crime and antisocial behaviour, and I'm not sure how well it'll work to kind of arbitrarily say 30 minutes a day. But second of all, and maybe more importantly, is there are far better enforcement options available to the public and to the Gardaí and to the government that we are not doing, that would actually take the burden away from Gardaí. So things like red light traffic cameras, which would be completely automated, particularly in my area, breaking red lights is endemic It's not somebody going in on an amber light. It's people 5, 6, 7 seconds after a red light. It's incredibly dangerous. It is what robs pedestrians of their lives. Traffic enforcement in bus lanes would be really, really important, and also online reporting. So at the moment we have online reporting. So you know, you can see cyclists all over the place who have now cameras because they're so afraid. They have cameras on their helmets. But if they want to report somebody, you know, maybe knocking them off their bike or dangerous driving, they actually still have to go in to a Garda station. So there's a whole load of digital, automated, online things that we could do that I cannot, no matter how many times I stand up in the Dáil, and I have done it many times, talking to the Minister for Transport or the Minister for Justice about traffic enforcement that is automated, that doesn't require discretion, that doesn't require a Gardaí, we seem to not be able to get either department to take it and run with it. Shunted off to the NTA.
The Transport Minister is your party leader, Eamon Ryan. I mean, is this a priority for him? Because we hear from Jack Chambers a lot, who's the Minister of State in the department, but not from Eamon Ryan.
Well, I think you have seen a huge amount of investment in streets and walking and cycling and footpaths and crossings, but that has to run alongside enforcement. And I think where maybe we haven't given enough focus is in enforcement and on those digital issues. And I have to say, I did think it was very instructive to hear the RSA this week, who I'm very, very critical of, and I think really either needs to be reformed or disbanded. But I thought it was interesting when they're asked about enforcement, they talk about the NCT and catching people out for the NCT. And I never hear them. They're completely silent on this issue of cameras, which operate incredibly EU country.
Liz O'Donnell made the point that the permission is there, the sites have been decided for on the average speed cameras, and she is putting pressure on, she says, to have them installed now.
We don't hear any of that pressure from the RSA. When we bring this up in the Dáil, we hear absolutely, there's no rowing behind us in the RSA. They've been almost entirely silent on the issue of online reporting. I can tell you for cities particularly, where you're in close quarters with multiple types of street users, being able to online report has been transformative, particularly if you look at London. They've brought that in and that has been transformative. They've been utterly silent on that. So it would take the human factor out of it. And some of the discretion out of it.
Pat Leahy, can I ask you about that and some of the other digital measures that have been suggested by NASA? Is there anything that you can see there that tells you that mightn't work in this jurisdiction?
No, it has worked in other jurisdictions. There's no reason whatsoever clear that it wouldn't work here. And the average speed detections are really, really effective. What we use at the moment is point location detection for speeding in that. But the average one means you can cover a whole road, you know, for several miles or, you know, 50 miles. And you can actually pick out the people that are breaking the law, that are speeding. So it's very, very effective and it is well tested.
Hard to cover, though, rural roads with that sort of a system.
Not particularly clear. Again, look, you have to be clear about where you want this to happen, and it has to be driven by data. What do we know about the actual locations? You know, where are the locations that are causing us so much difficulty, that are creating so much harm or causing so much harm on the road? They're the ones that you focus on, and we find a way. And the technology is there. It has been found in other locations. So, look, there's nothing to stop us putting this stuff in place.
Okay, but, Pather, for you, it's more Gardaí.
Well, the technology is there, but the ability of the government to deliver the technology isn't there. So, you know, for example, that the 2023 bill on road traffic indicated that Gardaí would have access to real-time traffic data to be able to ascertain who has insurance, who has driving licences, who are disqualified, and yet the government are unable to roll that out at the moment. The government are also a ball of contradictions in many ways, because now they're talking about the decriminalisation of drugs, and we know that cocaine is a significant reason for crashes, and they're also looking to extend the drinking time in clubs up until 6 o'clock in the morning. And in other countries such as Norway, for example, that has shown that increases road traffic accidents. And also, we would say in AIM2 that, you know, there should be a law to say that, you know, small villages and towns have access to traffic calming measures, because many of your listeners will be in small villages and towns where trucks and cars trundle through at speed on a regular basis. And actually, Ireland is now the third worst country in Europe in terms of rural road fatalities.
Well, the local authorities will have, you know, and do have the right to reduce those speed limits. But I'm going to have to leave that there for now. Thank you to Pat Leahy, David Staunton, Pather Tobin and Nasa Harrigan. I want to just bring you some of the very many text messages that we've been receiving while we were having that conversation. Brian says family members, neighbours, friends and community members should embrace a whistleblower role to intervene where drivers are speeding and driving dangerously to prevent lives being lost. It shouldn't all be down to the Gardaí. Robert in Westmeath works as a truck driver. I've counted 279 people on phones while driving in a 10-kilometre stretch of the M50. I would love a meeting with the RSA and with Jack Chambers. Joe says, in addition to average speed cameras, dispense with expensive manned speed vans and install pole-mounted cameras throughout the road network centrally controlled by the Gardaí. A bus driver texts us to say there's no fear of the Gardaí being present on our roads when you think you won't be caught. It follows you can take chances with speed. 51551 for your messages.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.